To reiterate that the purpose of the meeting was to address a notification of violation of open meeting law. So the next item of business is, are there addition or deletion of agenda items? Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Agenda approved. Next item, public response to notification of open meeting law violation received 17 July 2024.
So I'm going to read a resolution. Resolution July 23rd, 2024. Whereas the Paulet Public Library Trustees received a July 17th, 2024 written notice of alleged violations of the open meeting law concerning a July 16, 2024 special meeting of the Library Trustees. Whereas that notice alleged the following four violations. One, a failure to publicly announce the special meeting due to lack of notification in a newspaper or radio station. Two, a failure to post notice of the special meeting in at least two other public places outside the town office. Three, a failure to make available meeting minutes within five calendar days of special meeting. And four, a violation of 22 Vermont statute, VSA, section 143, a statute concerning municipal libraries. Whereas the following facts are true concerning the July 16, 2024 special meeting. One, timely notice was provided by the town clerk to the Associated Press, Bennington Banner, Mountain Times, Vermont Digger, Fox 44, WVNY 22, WFFF 44, Manchester Journal, and PEG TV. Two, notices were timely posted in the town hall, the library, and the Paulet and West Paulet post offices. And three, meeting minutes were not publicly available within 5 days of the meeting. Whereas section 4, 22 VSA section 143 is not part of the open meeting law and requires no response on the part of the board to the complaint. And in any event, a quorum of a board may conduct business despite a vacancy on the board. The trustees hereby resolve as follows. The only open meeting law violation in connection with the July 16th, 2024 special meeting of the trustees was due to meeting minutes not being available within five calendar days of the meeting. In order to prevent future violation, the Secretary of the Board of Trustees shall in the future cause draft meeting minutes to be posted to the library's website within five calendar days of all board trustees meetings. And
is there a motion to approve this resolution?
I motion to approve.
And I will second.
Is there discussion? Discussion?
I'm a little bit confused here, moving along so fast. If I wanted to reread that, is there anywhere that I could find that posted?
It will be posted. Sorry.
It's going to be in the agenda of the minutes, correct?
Yes. It will be in the minutes.
Okay.
Great.
So I don't understand what the last thing was, Joni, the VSA thing?
So there was the fourth violation was violation 22 VSA, section 143, which is a statute regarding how a municipality governs its governs. And it was alleged that we could not make any decisions because we are less than a five-member board. But in fact, the law says the law is not part of open meeting law, and so it can't be a violation under open meeting law. And also, there's been precedent set that because we have a quorum present, we can take board action. And so that's the law. We are not in violation of that law.
One clarification.
Is a Vermont statute. Is
Vermont statute A.
Yes.
Vermont statute of.
And is this a new one?
No.
No, this is a settled law.
No, it's
Vermont,
not settled. It hasn't been,
The Vermont statute 22 is the statute that establishes public bodies like boards.
Okay.
So that creates the establishment of boards, is how it was explained to me.
Specifically libraries.
And
specifically libraries.
It's not all boards. Are
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Libraries, municipal libraries. Yes.
So I
want to clarify something that was stated. It is not precedent. There's the statutes state that a quorum of the board can conduct business. That's what's required to conduct business, a quorum.
What statute? Can you cite the statute that says that, please? Because Title 22, 143 mentions nothing about a quorum.
Right.
Correct. Because
so what,
all it does is establish
so what
boards.
What statute are you referring to that you're saying 22, 143 doesn't apply?
That's not what the statute says. The statute I'm referring to establishes under what conditions a board may conduct business.
Right, so I'm asking you to cite it, please.
I am unable to cite the statute number.
So where did you get your information?
From the Vermont League of Cities and Towns, and it includes the statute numbers, but I did not memorize it.
So you're using this statute that may or may not exist, we have to believe what you say on that, and you can't cite where this source has come from, and this is what you're basing your decision on?
No, I'm basing the decision on advice of an attorney. I'm basing the decision on what the attorney wrote. Whereas 22 VSA section 143 is not part of the open meeting law, and that's what we are here to decide, whether there was a violation of the open meeting law. Response on the part of the board to the complaint is not required, and in any event, a quorum of a board may conduct business despite a vacancy on the board.
And what resource is being cited there? Where is it written that it says that even without five trustees being slated, that you can go ahead and conduct board business with a quorum? Because my understanding is that under normal circumstances, when there are five trustees slated, you can conduct business with a quorum. The law 22-143 says that all municipal library trustees must have no less than five trustee members on the board.
No, it says that the formation of the board shall include five members.
No less than five members. Believe me, I could probably recite it for you.
Yes, it's a very short statute.
Yeah, so I guess what I'm saying is your the statement that you've read from your attorney, there's no basis.
The attorney is giving us...
What document, what statute is being cited from the attorney to create the statement that he's asked you to read?
I do not recall
the statute. Or is it your attorney's
opinion
or interpretation?
I do not recall the statute number, but I did read explicitly, and I will give a near quote, that when a quorum is present, business may be conducted. A quorum is the majority of the board.
Where is this coming from?
It's coming from the statute. The statute was cited to me by an attorney for the Vermont League of Cities and Towns.
Okay, so does that have to do with...
I don't care to continue this discussion any further because I have clearly answered the question.
No.
No, you haven't.
No.
Just interest. No, you haven't can answer that question.
I don't think that's in anyone's best interest.
Yes.
Maybe Lindsay could talk to the Vermont state of
League of
Cities
and
Towns,
no.
And clarify
she's,
with the
she's
excuse
not
me,
allowed, she's not allowed to
okay, actually,
talk.
Wait a minute.
She's not allowed to talk. She's not
so
part of the
I am talking.
Go for it, but
thank
you, you're wrong.
Thank
I'm
you.
Just trying
Let
to
me,
save you time.
I'm, excuse me.
Yeah.
Am I right?
The claim is incorrect as a matter of law because a quorum of a board may conduct business, may conduct the business of the board. See 1 VSA sections 172, joint authority. When the joint authority is given to three or more, the concurrence of a majority of such a number shall be sufficient and shall be required in its exercise. Boards routinely conduct business despite vacancies.
Was that about library
yeah,
boards
that's
or
not
general
library
boards?
Boards.
It's not library.
That's about municipalities.
That's
public
so
municipality
important.
Bodies.
Public
libraries
bodies.
Are completely
public.
Separate.
This
There's
is
an entire
a,
section, Title 22. Title 22, if you go to Title 22, it talks about everything that has to do with libraries specifically, not select boards, which is a municipality, a public body of the municipality. So that is not coming from Title 22, so it does not... It doesn't apply to libraries in this particular context of what we're talking about.
So we may be in denial about this, and I can't help that. I can't help that. But we have the advice of an attorney.
But he's wrong.
And
he's
we
wrong.
Have
he's
advice
wrong.
Of three other Vermont League of Cities and Towns attorneys.
They're not looking
And I've
from
heard
the
from the other side, so to speak, no advice from any attorney.
Okay, well,
I
have spoken
does not
to the
recognize.
Vermont
Thank
Attorney
you.
General on this matter, and the Vermont Attorney General has also received this letter and has responded to me.
Hannah?
Would you submit a copy?
I'm just concerned that you know, everything that's going on here, it's feeling, again, like us against them, you know, board versus mm-hmm. public, and I just... I'm wondering what the intention is in handling Lindsay's comment and in our question about the clarity about what you're explaining to us in the response to these complaints.
I am endeavoring to explain it as clearly as possible. And what we are doing here mm-hmm. is answering the notification of violation of open meeting law. And that's the purpose of this meeting. And I've explained it as clearly as possible. I cannot explain it any further than that. Thank you, Joni, for citing the statute.
Which was for
we
select
are,
boards.
Yeah,
we
just
are,
for select boards.
We have, I'm not a lawyer. You're not a lawyer.
But
you're not a lawyer.
But
we have. But we have consulted lawyers. We've consulted lawyers for the Vermont League of Cities and Towns who are trying their best to do what's best for our municipal library. And so when the Vermont League of Cities and Towns lawyers review something and review a alleged violation, and this is the remedy that they come up with, I'm not a lawyer. So when they say, you're not in violation.
But the reasons they're giving you, Johnny, they aren't giving you the library board reasons. They're giving you reasons for other boards, like select boards or school boards, not for library boards. Mm. It's a whole different section. And maybe they're experts on some of this stuff, but they're not an expert on library boards, apparently. And so there is a lot of area here that is not cut and dry, and is not clear. And so anybody else maybe would step back and say, wow, this Lindsay obviously knows what she's talking about. She's been a librarian for a long time. And these lawyers are lawyers, and they're not perfect. Okay, but just because they have good intention doesn't mean that they're right. So it's not the time to go pushing through.
I hear what you're saying, but I feel like if the Vermont League of Cities and Towns feels like this would hold up in court, they're not going to just say an opinion willy-nilly because
no.
That's what their gut feeling is. Their gut, I mean,
Joni, you know what another resolution would have been? For us to make a recommendation to the select board tonight and have a fifth board person appointed tonight. Because it isn't all that complicated and all this would be put to bed. But I think Barbara had her hand up and was not...
One second. I'd like to respond to the comments that have already been made. I've heard from no other lawyer that is supporting the contention that 22 VSA 143 indicates you cannot conduct business with a vacancy on the board. Everything refers to public bodies. Public bodies are, in some statutes, treated as the same. People are shaking their heads. I urge you to get professional legal advice like the board was required to do. I'm sorry, who?
Barbara.
Barbara, yes.
I'm a little bit disturbed that you held your hand up when Lindsay was talking and you wanted to quiet her. You didn't say that public comment is limited to so many minutes per person. She had something to say that I figured you didn't want to hear, and you did like this. And I would like to hear what Lindsay has to say and would like to finish what she had to say.
There has been an ongoing discussion that went on for a minute or two, back and forth with Lindsay, with assertions made by Lindsay. I wanted to move on to another person.
Who was the other person?
Sue had her hand up.
Well, I'm done.
Yes.
So can Lindsay continue?
Does anyone have anything further to add? Kena?
I'm looking at Title 22, Libraries, History, and Information Technology, Chapter 003, semicolon, Public Libraries, Subchapter 003, Municipal Libraries, cited as 22 VSA 143, Trustees. Unless a municipality which has established or shall establish a public library votes at an annual meeting to elect a board of trustees, the governing body of the municipality shall appoint the trustees. The appointment or election of the trustees shall continue in effect until changed at an annual meeting of the municipality. The board shall consist of not less than 5 trustees who shall have full power to manage the public library, make bylaws, elect officers, establish a library policy, and receive, control, and manage property which shall come into the hands of the municipality by gift, purchase, device, or bequest for the use and benefit of the library. The board may appoint a director for the efficient administration and conduct of the library. B, when trustees are first chosen, they shall be elected or appointed for staggering terms. Nowhere in what you're citing as Title 22, 143 trustees does it say that it can be less than 5 people. So I have to say I'm a little confused. Again, just because a lawyer said it doesn't make it right. You're citing a very specific Vermont legislature.vermont.gov site here, but what you're saying about it isn't what it's saying.
That statute establishes library boards. There can be vacancies. The number of members of the library board that are elected in Paulett is 5.
Correct.
And currently we have a vacancy. Currently we have a quorum. Having a quorum, we can conduct all business before the board.
In addition to those facts, we've had, after tonight, there'll be 2 or 3 select board meetings where a trustee could have been appointed. So we have delayed that process. Again, we've delayed that process, and we shouldn't. Now, you did say that we have had interest in it. I think we should talk about that. I think that is...
I'm sorry, that is not on the agenda.
Yes, of course. So we'll delay it even further.
Yes.
So we did not take away a position.
Topic.
We still are a quorum of 5. We have a vacancy, we are still a board of 5. We didn't take away one of the positions. We still have a 5th position. It's just not filled. So we...
It could have been filled by now.
Yes, but what I'm saying is...
That's
a different point.
But it's an important point.
Heard.
Because this all would not even be happening.
It doesn't say anything about a quorum. It says
no,
clearly
it doesn't.
No,
yes.
Less
the quorum,
than 5.
Yes.
And Kena, I agree with you.
Thank you.
So,
I mean, I'm just reading what you're citing.
I will clarify, the quorum is covered under other statutes.
She doesn't need you to clarify.
And I'm sure you all have been decades of experience, each and every one of you. And each and every one of you.
Oh, here we go. The 5-year-olds. Treat us like 5-year-olds, Harley.
At least he's not holding his hand in your face like he did to Lindsay. I mean, that's just rude.
Hannah wants to say something.
All of us have had experience, and we understand in boards you need a quorum to conduct business. Please go out and find legal advice from a person who's a member of the Vermont Bar and present that evidence. But sans that evidence, the best evidence we have are the statutes that have been cited to me by the Vermont League of Cities and Towns. Are there other questions? Hannah. Yes.
Go ahead. I hear you. Also, I think I'm not feeling like the board is appreciating the public comment, and I know that it's being delivered in a way that can be a bit abrasive here, which is very difficult to interact with, but these complaints are not meant to be punitive or, you know, I think that is essentially, you know, what we're trying to have is, again, this transparency of trying to do things the best way, the right way. And so I'm feeling like the response from the board, what I'm hearing is like, you know, we don't need to respond to that because they're going to cite something that says it's okay what we're doing. What I would hope for and what I'm asking for is for you to consider that the public here there is someone that we would like to have fill in, and if not that person, then another person, but that having 5 people actually on the board and involved is very important to us. So if you could, you know, that's what I'm trying to say, is that this isn't meant to be a punitive or confrontational event, that this is something that we're asking for more accountability, more transparency, more like clarity and proper procedure and adhering to the statutes and bylaws, if that makes sense. And I'm trying to offer that in a way that is, again, in this context of offering healing between us and not furthering and escalating this
With our current leadership.
So I'm hearing that.
Thank you, Hannah.
So
thank you, Hannah.
I'd like to respond to that, Hannah.
Yeah.
We are required to publicly respond to the notification of open meeting law violation, and that is the purpose of this meeting.
But the way you've chosen to do that is what I'm trying to say is not facilitating healing and listening and interacting in what seems to be a positive way. What I'm hearing is that's wrong for this reason, so we're not going to do that. The public is asking you for something. You're publicly appointed people here. You are volunteering.
Elected, excuse me.
Thank you.
Some appointed and elected.
I think, you know, do you understand the sentiment that I'm trying to get to? Overall, like, I'm not saying that it's wrong. I understand you have to respond and that you're doing this in a formal way and that there's a lot that has to be done here, and I understand that. And yet, the intention and the purpose of these complaints being filed is not understood.
I'm sorry. The intent and the purpose
of the formal complaints that were filed that you're responding to, which
yes.
is what we're talking about, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It, you know, I think what I'm trying to say is that by responding the way that you have formally and without listening and taking that in and saying, okay, let's get together and get another person here, and that might help. That it's continuing this us versus them, that things are one way, your way, or they're our way, or their way, or whoever's way that it is that you feel is against you.
I'm not sure that my feelings about that are clear. So I'm doing
what
my best research has found.
Okay, well, I...
Thank you. Bob?
For me, you know, I've had a lot of influence, a lot of experience, international banking in London, blah, blah, blah. I feel that the board has gone overboard to find exactly what legally is written. And they are, you are just reporting back to us what you have been advised, what legally is true. And I want to, it was very clear to me, everything that you read, answering questions. I'm not a lawyer, so I can't judge that.
We haven't gone overboard.
I'm trying to say that's not good enough.
Yeah. Well, Bob, we didn't go overboard. We're obligated by law.
You're not a lawyer.
We didn't go overboard.
Well, so you have your voice.
Hold on.
And
I didn't finish my sentence, Bob.
Okay.
You interrupted me. You didn't let me finish my sentence.
Okay.
So, we didn't go overboard because we're obligated by law to go through resolutions for the things that the infractions that were potentially made or did not make. Okay? What I'm troubled with is all the information wasn't given to me before tonight, and having a difference of opinion is getting me treated in a way that I'm not comfortable with. I'm not comfortable with the leadership of the board, and I think it's time that we consider changing the leadership of our board. I'd like that to be public. So I disagree with you, Bob. I appreciate your support of the board. I really do. But we haven't done anything out of line here. I would have preferred to have a lot of that information before tonight. And then when I have my opinion, not be disrespected.
It did take hours. Joanne?
Was the Vermont Department of Libraries consulted?
Lauren consulted the...
I did. I spoke with a couple of people in the Vermont Department of Libraries, and they said that indeed that's what the statute, how Cana read it, reads, but that the law has not gone to court yet to be proven in a court of law. But that's indeed how it is stated.
Though what seems to me is that the situation we have ongoing right now, having to replace a board member, happens all over the state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Londonderry just had their whole board, some board all totally resigned, and they had to start fresh again. So I don't understand why this is such a contentious problem. It's not really the library board's issue. The select board is going to pick somebody and tell you who is going to be the fifth person on this board. And ASAP needs to be done, it seems to me, because you have a major book sale coming up on Saturday, and the focus right now should be on making as much money from that book sale because of last year's loss of money.
Oh.
So I think we need to,
that's news to
refocus
me.
Everything,
which is
on the health of this library.
Which is why...
And I don't see that happening.
Which is why we met tonight, because tomorrow kicks off the heavy activities with the book sale.
That's going to be the main focus right now.
Do you know when Catherine resigned? Do you know what the date was?
Saturday, July 6th, I received an email.
Right. What's the date? The
23rd.
It's the 23rd.
Yes.
July 6th.
And our library director,
and we were told
we lost,
3 days later. And the select board, I told.
I was told on Saturday. I told
Monday.
Everyone on Monday.
Right.
2 days.
Right. You had done quite a bit of work before we were told. But I was the one who told the select board. We got that in email form.
And the way the process has worked is that the library board recommends someone to the select board, as was stated by the chair of the select board at the last meeting.
Right. The library board may,
we've had two
may
meetings.
Recommend.
They can recommend
may.
Somebody, but it's they make the
decision.
Make
it
the
is
decision.
A recommendation.
And Joanne,
correct.
We've had two meetings, and no one is, we had an offering, someone also who would be willing to be treasurer, and I've heard of nobody else interested, and yet we're still without.
Correct.
Correct.
Other questions? Martha.
So on this issue of filling the vacancy on the board,
there was the public announcement to all the residents of the town came out on July 22nd. Is that yesterday? So I think you're really rushing it. I think you need to slow down and give people in town who might be interested in filling the vacancy a chance to contact Harley. Is the contact email and the address. I don't think you can just push ahead. You can function as a four-member board, as you've just read from the Vermont statutes.
Yes.
And I think it should give people time, if they are interested, to give you a letter of interest or a resume or whatever it is that you need. And it seems to me that you could, if you get three or four responses, then you could talk among yourselves maybe at your next meeting.
How much time?
It's been 3 weeks.
Can I just address the board without being...
Yes, please. No crosstalk, please.
It's been 3 weeks.
No crosstalk, please.
It's been 3 weeks.
So let's let Martha finish. Go ahead and finish, Martha. Go ahead and finish.
So if you had three or four letters of interest, and you could get together and make your decide which person you're going to recommend to the select board. I understand that's how the process has worked in the past, that you recommend to the select board. You could do that at your next meeting. I don't think you need a special meeting.
Martha, I appreciate what you're saying, but we are without a treasurer. It's not like it just happened. I don't know why it was delayed until yesterday. It should have gone out right away. Like, all those things are very puzzling. It's not like we're trying to rush it. 3 weeks is not a rush. 2 weeks is not a rush.
But
that's not a rush.
You've only notified residents of this
not
town.
We, Harley.
Well,
it should have been notified much sooner.
Whoever took responsibility for it.
Yes, I would agree. It should have been.
It came out yesterday.
That's,
and you need to give people a chance to respond.
Clarification?
And also, well, okay. You know, great.
Clarification?
Oh, okay.
Our last special meeting was a week ago. The posting was given to the town clerk, but the town clerk came back to work on Monday, and she posted it yesterday.
So maybe you should be posting things by yourself.
Anyone else?
Do it yourself and not rely on other people to do it, since it's yours.
I did post it. I posted it on Front Porch Forum.
Okay, so it's been up.
Yes, but I submitted it to the town clerk because she has a distribution list that has a pretty wide reach.
Okay, so when did it go up on Front Porch Forum?
I don't recall the exact day, but it was
like
soon.
Like a week ago?
I don't recall the exact day, as I said.
It was a few days ago.
A few days ago? And how many people have replied to the Front Porch Forum request for a new board member?
I'm not sure where we're getting the responses from, if they're responding to Front Porch Forum or other sources.
Oh, okay. How many people have replied?
We should be told everyone who's... We should have all that information.
How many people have replied, have requested information about it to be on the board?
I'd have to look at my notes.
More than one?
Harley, I don't know of anybody. You've not told me of anybody.
Do you know
anybody?
Sorry?
No. Wait.
Thank you.
Besides Corey?
So I did submit a letter of interest early on and then followed up with the letter of interest today and my updated resume to reflect my long service on boards in Vermont as well as bookkeeping experience. I think that people who have been following this know that there is an opening. I don't think that there needs to be. I mean, I think that a lot of people already know about that. So that's interesting to me. But I'm surprised that that didn't get put out to the rest of the board, that my resume as well. I have copies for you. But yes, I've put myself forward.
Why haven't we received that, Harley?
I'm sorry?
I would like to ask Harley why we haven't received that. Or anybody else's letter of interest with resumes.
Can I?
Because I got it about 10 minutes before this meeting.
Oh, so no other information.
I think I responded to you, so whenever I responded to you is
when I didn't get a response from you. I got a response from the select board, though. I did send it out well before 10 minutes before your meeting.
I just can't remember when I responded, but that's when I saw it.
So did anyone else?
Other questions?
Not questions.
Public comment about the subject of the meeting.
I'd like to know how many other people have.
I'll check my notes.
That's a riot, Harley. That's a riot.
I have a question. Why is it that only Harley seems to have the control of resumes and letters, and he's the number one filter? Doesn't the board act like together as a board, or is it only what Harley says and what Harley wants, and that's the end of it? I mean, why don't you have that information? That's disturbing. That's very disturbing.
Grace wants to talk.
Sorry?
Grace wants to speak.
This meeting is not about that. We will have a meeting where we will go over that and discuss it. This just is not the time. It's not. There's no reason, in my opinion, for Harley to know exactly how many he's received. We'll all look at them. That's not a question.
I mean, I disagree with that because it is relevant to one of the resolutions. And also, as soon as Harley has information, I believe that we should have it as soon as possible. Okay. I don't think it should be a week or days later.
I agree with you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Okay. And we'll forward everything I receive as I receive it. Molly? Yeah.
I do know that addressing what Lindsay was saying, one person has to be a point person, and there cannot be discussion via email about topics that relate to the board. It's very explicit in open meeting law. You can only discuss when you're going to meet, or if you're bringing cookies or whatever. You cannot, among the whole board, discuss anything. He could potentially send something out,
but
nobody else.
He can send all the information. We just can't talk about it. We can't create action. But
back.
All the information should flow between the whole board.
Yes.
It can't flow between the whole. It can flow from one person only. You can't even do a serial.
I know. You don't reply all, right? But I think that you do have to share information.
And sharing information in a single email to the board is legitimate. We're sharing information. And you made that clear point,
last time. With Molly's help, but yes.
Thank you. Kinga?
I just wanted to say I found it on the Front Porch Forum, and the trustee vacancy went out on July 18th.
Thank you.
And it lists Harley's Comcast as a place to send interests and resume. It doesn't have an email for the board. Even if Harley created like a free Yahoo account for paulettlibrary@yahoo.com, he could share the password, and then the board would be able to see it.
That's a great
even
answer.
If he's the point person for receiving the information, then you could all still log into like a free Yahoo account to see who has sent in stuff, even if he's the point person. But it was July 18th that the trustee vacancy hit Front Page Forum. That's all.
Martha, you have your hand up.
Yes, on this same topic. Could you perhaps send out a follow-up email to all the residents of the town saying that if you're interested in filling the vacancy, contact us by a certain date? So that would give people who are considering it a little bit of push to get them to contact you. And if it's your name, Harley, they would contact you. However you want to handle the contacts, but I think it's unfortunate that there wasn't a sort of end date on the first email, and if you can do a follow-up. I just want to also say that not everybody in town reads Front Porch Forum, and sometimes when I'm looking at it, I am in such a hurry just to see whether there's something relevant to my life that I pass through the three other things that are listed for Pollard and Wells. I don't think that's the publication that you could should rely on for something this important.
Are there any other comments about the, specifically, about the response to, the board's response to the notification of open meeting law?
Who's acting as treasurer now, since you have a short board?
There's no one acting as treasurer now.
Okay, so how are the bills getting paid?
I'm sorry, I'm going to direct us to... I'm going to just gather us back to the agenda, Sue.
Yeah, this has to do with number of people on the board, and we don't have a treasurer on the board.
It does, but that doesn't. It's not the open meeting law violation that was claimed.
The short board was claimed.
Yes, it was,
and
it was dismissed.
But the short board is not an open meeting law. It's not.
Are there other comments, public comment, about our response to the notification of open meeting law violation? Lindsay?
Have you read the Pollitt Public Library bylaws on the subject of how you're supposed to govern?
Yes,
I have. In terms of officers?
Yes.
Okay, so then you're clear that your bylaws, created by the board and approved by the board,
yes,
is to contain at least a president, a secretary, and a treasurer.
Yes.
So at the moment, you're also in violation of your own bylaws.
So let me ask the four members of the board, is anyone willing to serve as treasurer?
I'll serve as treasurer.
Done. Oh, no, hold on a second. It doesn't work quite that way. And it's also not the subject of the meeting. I can't do that. Thank you.
Wow. Who's in charge?
Yeah.
Wow. Who's the dictator? Oh my God.
You can't be chair and treasurer.
Yeah.
Well, I really think that we need to reconsider.
Then can you be treasurer?
You can be treasurer.
Not tonight.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's like.
All right. I will draw. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:07.
Of open meeting law from July 16th.
Just accept.
I vote to accept.
Yeah, I second.
Can you second?
That's a vote or a motion?
I made a motion to accept.
And you second.
I second.
Okay, gotcha.
Discussion?
I think we all know how everyone feels.
Discussion is fine. All in favor of approving the resolution, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Thank you. Motion carries.
I vote to adjourn the meeting.
A second.
7:10.
Thank you.